Blog Talk Radio.
Many times in our life, when we do all we can do what's right, we have to lay awake and fall. The Lord will help us win the fight.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Good
praise
morning.
The Lord.
Good morning. Well, I just tell you what, it doesn't matter where you are in your life. If you really have the Lord in your heart and you start hearing some of the songs that have lyrics, you know, and really hear the testimony and knowing mm-hmm. that God is still in charge of mm-hmm. my life. But as it, when you just listen to that, man, you know, I know it may not ring a bell to somebody, but boy, when you've been through the storms and rain, and you know it when you just woke you up this morning, you know it when you mm-hmm. got to that job, you know it when the one that keeps the peace when they're going bad, sometimes peace just comes because you feel like God is just in charge. You're like, you can say, man, I'm not going to let the devil have no victory today. Today, I'm just going to resist. I'm going to resist any kind of confusion. I'm going to resist any kind of way the adversary want to come this morning. Because I want to tell somebody today I love them. I don't care how many, sometimes some people need to know.
They
say, you say it all the time. I mean it, man, because I do know there's so much hatred out there.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I'm surprised how many people wake up with so much hatred, man. And I'm going to tell you something. It's going to sound bad. I'm talking about believers.
Yeah.
I'm talking about believers. Wake up with hatred.
Yeah.
Then it turned to malice. So I'm telling you this here. If you charge your life, I beg the difference. Because you cannot have God dwelling in you and have hatred. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because He's love.
That's it.
He's love. He's love. And everything He teaches is love. You're going to be ostracized. You're going to be talked about. You're going to be criticized. But just because you know the man. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It ain't that you did nothing great. Now, I guess I give too much credit to God. You know why? Because there's a lot of people in this world that's very smart and very eloquent and can articulate very well. You know what I'm talking about? Can put it away, man. Put the words together, the English language together, you know, to make it sound so practical. You know what I'm talking about? But boy, ain't that like somebody really sincere from their heart. And it's all they're going to do. One day might be a day that you wake up, Lord, have mercy on me, Lord. I had a dream last night. I want you to speak to me with that dream. I'm going to get out of the way, brothers and sisters. But I want you to know God is still in control of us still, of our life. Because ain't nowhere in the world some of y'all you know here religiously every morning. You know what? God's gonna count it one day. He's gonna count it one day. I really believe He's gonna count it one day. He's gonna say, I remember you used to come on this show and I heard the man ministering to you and you received some one day. And it was salvation. You received some one day. Repentance. You were received one day. You were not the gift I gave you that you couldn't pay back. You know, I've been around the songwriter a little while. I've been redeemed. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been bought for Christ. For Jesus. But what did he do? He paid his whole life. Somebody been around the
songwriter.
Yeah. I've been going. Because it was because it's blood.
Yeah.
I said it this morning.
Yeah,
you know, I'm very far. Like, it's something about when you get in fellowship, Reverend.
Thank you, Lord.
It's something about when you get in fellowship, you know, and I'm telling you something. I quit judging folks, right, because I don't know the story. Oh, help me, Holy When I do like the Bible say, oh, I'm sorry, y'all, but he just put this in my heart right there. If I do what the Bible say, because that's all I believe in. This only thing helps me, man. The Bible, man. I say you're too black and white. You're too black and white. You go by the letter, you know. Man, if you knew my life, man, if you really knew my life, I didn't always go by the letter. I didn't always go by precept.
Mm-hmm.
I was contrary to it, man. That's why I'm so I guess I must have a spirit like Paul. When I did wrong, I did it.
Yeah.
You know, see the difference between me and Paul. Mm-hmm. I didn't take nobody to the Roman official. You know what I did? I did other things to send people to hell. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Well, he was doing wrong because somebody was saying they loved Jesus. They taught about Jesus. Yeah, but then somewhere down the line, God gave him a light spirit. Give him 3 days in the light spirit. I'm telling you right now, you better get on board while you can. Because this thing is getting his wrap right now. And he's taking us off, man. We find again, we got, what, two more of our church members. You know, it was tested positive. One had to go to the hospital last night. This thing is serious, man. That coronavirus is serious.
Yeah.
That's serious.
Yes, sir.
And the brothers are healthy. And this thing is serious, man. Kids. We got a couple of kids, three kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, test positive. It's kids, man. Some of them ain't 10 years old, man. You know, this stuff is serious, man. And watch this here. And you know what the hell? They healthy little kids. They little skin and bone. You know what I'm talking about? They got no diabetes. No, like they got no heart failure. This thing don't discriminate, man. Once they try to narrow it down, say it's going to be one place. But now, God said, watch this. If you'd be surprised, God is in control.
<That's>
He's
right.
in control. And brother, I'm going. I just wanted to bring. You just put that on my heart. I heard the word. And that song said, God is still in control of my life. He had a testimony. And my sister was telling me. See, he talked about his testimony. Now people can see his testimony. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because 2 years ago, you know what I'm talking about? It was a time when he was saying, it wasn't for money. Now it's only for the money. You know what I'm talking about? And I know I'm right about it because, help me, Holy Spirit. Because God said, this gonna be wrong here now. I'm off cue with this one here. He said, it is, what is it, for a rich man to get in? It's harder for what? For a rich man to get in. Than a camel to go through an eye of a needle. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
There's been a lot of teaching on that. Somebody said, well, you're talking a physical needle. And somebody talking about, well, you know, at that time they had a needle that you get on your knees. Because they shut the door at a certain time. You get on your knees and you come in, the camel get on the knees and slide under the gate and get in. You know, they use that kind of teaching. But I'm going to tell you something. That was difficult to do because a camel was a big animal. But then you look at it, if you just look at face value, what it was, a needle, an eye of a needle. Trying to take a thread and trying to fish it through a needle. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes you just be going back and forth trying to get that thread to go through that needle. He said it's harder for that camel to go through that than a rich man getting in. But he didn't say you couldn't get in.
Ooh.
He didn't say you couldn't get in. But what he did is he said, but it's hard. Because one thing about it, we look at our riches, we look at everything we got, and we look at how we look at it, what we have, and look what holds. So what's that? We put it before God. Let me leave that alone, brothers. You know, I thank God for the Holy Spirit, man. I thank Him for the realm of what He does. Every time we come, each time we come out, with no shape or form of fasting, but to lift up the name of God. We come in the most humble manner we know how, and we often ask and solicit your prayers. You know what I'm talking about? Because we need it. You know, I'm gonna tell you this, here, man. I'm gonna speak for myself. Then I know I need your prayer. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I know I need your prayer. You know, I ask you to pray for me. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't talking about I'm doing something wrong about my life, because I want to do something for the Lord. And every time, my brothers and sisters, you're doing something for the Lord. Watch this here. Evil is always in the present. I'm talking about you did it right there, man. Sometimes you don't even know how you get yourself in it sometimes, but I know how to get out of it.
All right. Yes, sir.
Sometimes it makes you get on your knees. Sometimes they get the knees and say, "Lord, I don't have all the King." I heard him talking about the King James, NIV. I heard him talking about all these different versions, Lord. But all I know, I need thee, Lord. I need you right now, Lord. Lord, I need you because I got a headache, Lord. But I need you because, Lord, I'm feeling myself drifting. Help me, Holy Spirit. I feel myself drifting, Lord, and I don't want to jump away from you, Lord. So, Lord, help me, Lord. You know my mind. You know my heart. Help me. You know how to be like everybody. You know, a lot of folks, you know, hold him to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then truly, that's what he is. You know, he was. Yeah. You know, but I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes you got to have your own testimony. Sometimes you got to have your own burden to give to him. Say, Lord, I'm taking it to you and I'm going to leave it there. So whatever you got on this morning, after the teach, preach word today, let it be that it edify God. Today, don't go away. Yeah. Don't walk away if you have something in your heart. We pray for you. Don't walk away if you don't know them. Don't walk away if you got some things in your mind. You cannot fix yourself. That's why he said, forsake not the gathering of the saints. You know why he said? He said, because many have fallen away. But he said, we should edify one another. Oh, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Exalt one another. That's what we do. That's what I'm saying now. If you think, I just said something, it's in the book. Hebrews 10.
Yes, sir.
25. It's in the book.
Yeah,
we don't make nothing up. We stay with the word.
That's right.
With the word. Brother Death?
Yes, sir.
You stalled me out this morning. You had something in your heart. You know?
Yeah. On the back line, I was talking to Reverend Henry this morning. And just how, like you said, a testimony. I just want to give testimony this morning of how I'm being blessed through this ministry, through God's platform. And yesterday, it was really weighing on my spirit. You know, like you were saying earlier, how it's more of the people that confess to be Christians. And even like you said on yesterday, the doctor's office was open over 2,000 years ago. But I got my vaccination in 1988. And a lot of people, you know, they just have religion, but they really haven't taken the vaccination. So, yeah, man, there's a lot of hate and a lot of bigotry and a lot of racism amongst confessed believers. Well, I was thinking about how he's been dealing with me with the sermons that I've been hearing on a regular basis. Because before, you know, I would study, but I would just get a sermon on Sundays. But being on this platform is every day. And like Reverend Brian always say, you can't get too close to the fire and not let it take effect. And I was thinking about Peter when standing next to the fire and the woman said, "Aren't you one of them?" You know, but before that, Jesus had already told him, "You're going to deny me," you know.
Yes, it is.
And he was being purged and really didn't know it. Because he was standing next to the fire.
There you go.
And I say that because I listen to these sermons, and you know, it's the way the Holy Spirit gives to me as to what's really being said. Peter was being purged. Peter was being purged, and he didn't even know it.
Come on,
Moses. Moses was being purged, and he didn't even know it. He seen a bush burning, and he walked over there to it. And the bush spoke and said, "Take off your shoes, for the ground that you're standing on is holy ground." He was being purged, and he didn't even know it. The day of Pentecost, the Bible says the Holy Spirit fell with fire like cloven tongue, and they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They were being purged, and they didn't even know it. We think purging comes in one way. Who was the leader that Most High told him to go dip in the river seven times. He was being baptized.
Oh,
he
yeah.
Didn't even know. See, our problem is we think water have to be clean to be baptized.
Name it, yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, he took me to Malachi chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3.
Come on, what is that?
Malachi chapter 3. And see, this is another, he's given me all of who I am since I've been listening.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm going to start at verse 1, 2, 3. He says, behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek, and suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in, behold, he shall come, the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that's that they may offer unto the Lord an offering of righteousness.
That's it. That's
and
it.
When I thought about that, he made me realize that I'm constantly in the fire. I'm
that's
constantly in his fire. And that's what made me realize Peter was already standing in the midst of the fire, and he didn't realize it. Moses was already standing in the midst of the fire, and he didn't realize it.
Come on,
the day of Pentecost, they were standing in the midst of the fire, and they didn't realize it. But I'm not just in the fire. He told me I was on the potter's wheel. And I'm saying all of this to confirm all of the messages that I've been hearing since I came on here.
God bless you, man.
That Reverend Brian has been telling me through
God
the scriptures
you,
who I was,
God
who
bless
I
you,
am,
man.
What all of this is about for me. I'm on the potter's wheel. He done told
yes,
me
you.
I was salt. He done told me I was salt. This is who I am. I'm salt. Ye are the salt of the world. He done told me I was light. Brother D said that yesterday. Brian said that ye are the light of the world. And I'm just testifying this morning to the things that I've learned. And the Holy Spirit let me see who I truly am. I am one person with more than one, I don't even know what the word. But then he told me I was an ambassador. You see, I'm a tree. And you say, where you get that from? The Bible says Jesus bent down, took some spit, put it in the mud, put it on the man's eye. And he said, what do you see? He said, I see trees. He said, and then he put it down and redid it. He said, you know, now I see people. I'm fruit. The Bible said, you shall know the tree by the fruit that it bears.
That's it.
And I just want to give testimony this morning of the
That's
truth
it.
Of the Holy Spirit that has been going forward on this platform since the day that I came on. And I just want to thank God. I really want to thank God. He allowed me to see who I truly am, what I'm able to accomplish, what's inside of me. I mean, I don't know how to explain it. I can go back through them again. He told me I was salt. He told me I was light. I'm a light bearer. You know what? And you know what I realize?
Come on with
what
it,
makes me a light bearer? He is light.
Yeah, that's Lord. Yeah, that's Lord.
I come from light.
Yes,
what are
did.
You saying?
Mm-hmm.
We come from another dimension. We have to come through this dimension, go through a dark period in our life, which was sin, and then pick up the mantle to run the race. And that's why Paul said, I've ran the race. I've finished the course. I really thank God this morning. I really do. I'm a tree.
All right.
I'm fruit. I'm constantly on the pot. I am constantly on the potter's wheel. I am constantly in the fire.
Yes.
I am constantly in the fire. And I think Reverend Henry said it the other day, how you pick up a diamond and it looks all dirty. And, yeah. I just want to give thanks to God. I want to give thanks to the ministry. And what we sing that song, I know who I am. I am yours, and you are mine.
I like how
Reverend Brian say, when you begin to listen to the words and not just the melody, not just the music, but listen to what they're truly saying. I want you guys to know I really learned. He's answering my prayer. I said I want to be more spiritual. And,
help us, Lord.
Sometimes you do need to be careful, but I want my surety to be known that when I transition from this life to the next, they can say, he ran the race and he finished the course.
Nah.
That's what it's about. Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all I have. That's all I have.
That's
beautiful.
Yes,
sir. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. That's a blessing to my brother as you were talking. And I thought about our conversation earlier, how God uses, you know, he allows the trials and the tribulations because it helps, and it worketh that faith will help work that patience within us through the trials and the tribulations, through the fire. James 1 lets us know in that second verse that, my brother, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. You know, fire can be a temptation. You know. But God allows that fire to reframe us, you know, to help us be more like him. You know,
yes.
he try works by fire, you know. I love how my brother tell me all the time, Rev say a prayer, let's say anything.
That's right.
But when you've been in the fire, you know,
yes,
knowing this, that the trying of your faith work in patience. But let that he's allowing, let it have its perfect work in you, you know. When we go through the fire, we're going to call that to him. When we go through the fire, we're going to pray. You know, we're going to have that fervent prayer, that effectual, that heated prayer. You know, I know we used to sing a song a whole lot. I need thee every hour.
Every hour.
Let you know right out, it ain't me, you know, but it's all you, God. Because if I'm left to myself, Lord, I'm you know, Reverend Ryan just read to us just that I would do.
Oh, Lord.
You know, though I'm striving to do what's in my heart, but God, sometimes that flesh, you know, that flesh leads another way. you know, if it's through lust, it's through hatred, if it's through moving too fast, you know, and then I'm brought back to myself and I have to say, Lord, forgive me, you know. You know.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. But it's in my heart, you know. So I have to cry out, I need thee. You know, that's far, right? He's reframing you right there. He's letting you know what is displeasing in his sight that you may correct it. So that's, oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, brother, for that refinement. Let us know that we're still in the fire, but it's comforting to know we can count it our joy. Because
yeah.
God's going to help us through it, and we know, and he lets that be, so he continues to let us know he's God all by himself.
Yeah.
But he gives us, you know, he gives unto us, you know, allow us to be a part of it, that we may, you know, like work out our own soul salvation. But in that, he doesn't even leave us alone. He gives that comforter to help keep us. So, you know, that's a help. But when you... But it ain't gonna do no good if we don't call out to him. If we don't, really mean it, Lord, I need you. I can't make it without you. But then when you cry out to him, he gives you that strength that you may endure. You know, endure the fiery darts that you may endure. You know, so that faith won't waver. So you may endure to rebuke through. Because sometimes the obstacle course looks kind of tough, but you stay to crying out to the Lord, I need you. You refine me, Lord. Reprove me, Lord. Make me better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. So, and in that, he is glorified. In that, because, you know, you know that it's not you, so you're not going to take no credit. But, you know, if it had not been for the Lord, Lord, kept me, Lord, kept me, Lord. But, you know, and in that, you still testifying of, not of yourself, but the one that sent you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. On this word, God bless you, Reverend Brian. God bless you, Brother Durst.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. It was a blessing, you know. It helps us stay humble.
Yeah.
You know, it helps us pray, you know, help us refocus, you know, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. You know, help us keep repenting, keep renewing ourselves, keep leaning on him, keep hoping. Thank you, Jesus. Trusting and depending. It gets rough sometimes, but I've learned, and it's not a cliche, but I've really learned how to lean and depend. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I've learned and still learning. So God bless you. God. Yes, it's God playing it. It's a blessing to me also. I know some call it a show, but God let it be a morning devotion to me, you know, a morning worship. So I thank you. I thank you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. You know what? Brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit took me back to an elementary song. And I said, Holy Spirit, no, you didn't. And he said, you sang that song because, remember this song, this is how the Most High sees us. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places. We're right down these faces. What a wonderful way to start a new day.
Thank you, Lord.
We get to wake up every morning and sit down with the Father. And we can tell him good morning. And you know why we're all here? And we're all in our places. We're all in our places. We are where he would have us to be, with bright, shining faces. And a wonderful way to start. Like Reverend Henry always say, this is a day that wasn't promised to us.
Mm-hmm.
But what a wonderful way to start a new day.
Thank you, Jesus.
I said, Holy Thank Spirit, not you did. He said, you sing this song to them. But that's it. That's who I serve. That is who I serve. And he let me know who I was. And he said, how many people put salt on their food? And what does the food taste like? This is who we are when we let the light shine. This is what they see flavor in us. They see flavor.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I was sharing with Reverend Henry the other day about being a tree, and one tree with many fruits. Love, joy, peace, long suffering, meekness. We don't realize. I didn't realize that I was walking around and people was pulling these fruits from me as they needed them. When I would have a conversation with people, somebody may need a joy in their life. Somebody may need it help you with through long suffering. One tree with many fruits. And so this is the reality of my walk in this life. And that's why he was letting me know, Dara, this is who you are. All of this is in you.
Hey, Brother Dara. That made me think of Reverend Brian and yourself, favorite scripture.
Oh,
Simon. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
That's it. Go straight in your book. Go ahead.
When God has helped you, God has strengthened you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, what a great God we serve. He's unselfish, Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Unselfish, the love that he gives. The love that he gives. And I believe that we're pleasing in his sight when we're trying to just love one another. It's so much hatred around, but when we're honestly just trying to love one another, and repentance in our heart, and we're walking in the spirit, we're just setting ourselves up to be pleasing in his sight. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Reverend Brian, you talked about when Jesus was walking through the crowd and the lady touched him, and he said, who touched him? My God. You said she wasn't the only one touching him.
Listen,
how many times are we there for the ones that we know that need help, But what about the ones that's pulling from us and we don't even really realize it?
All right.
What about the ones that really cool? Yeah, go ahead.
It made me think about what Rembrandt, I thought about that story that you used to tell me, man, about the two neighbors, you can remember it, how you said one used to go speak to that other one. Remember you told me that? Every day, get that blessing, man. I might mess it up.
hold up for 1 minute. Keep doing what y'all doing.
Okay.
I'm just testifying of how good God is. How good God has been to me. I just wanted to testify this morning of how good He's been to me.
He blessed me. He blessed me to know that when you start counting your blessings, when you start think of how good He's been, it encourages you with whatever you're going through. It gives you hope. Yeah. just think about what He have done. Let you know what He will do.
What He will do.
That trouble you had last time, did not He see you through? Oh that is, you know, oh, man, thank you, Jesus. That, oh, thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God. What a mighty God.
What a mighty God.
When, you know, he's never failed me. You know, when you say, I can't turn around, you know.
Yeah.
You come this far by faith, you know.
Yeah.
Leaning on the Lord. Trusting in his holy word.
Yeah.
I like to change that. You know, he said, he's never failed me yet. I'll say he's never failed me at all. You know, instead of he never failed me yet. But because thank you, Jesus. Take that around. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you this morning. Oh, thank you, my thank you, my thank you.
Hey, Marvin, send us a little nugget, you know.
Praise the Lord.
She sent us a nugget, you know. And it says, ban it all, right?
Yeah.
It says, there is no risk in abandoning ourselves to God. There is no risk in abandoning ourselves to God. I love that.
Wow.
Let me do it again.
Thank you. Thank you.
There is
thank
no
you.
Risk.
No risk.
And abandon ourselves to God. That's what's happening, brothers. And then she gave us one of our favorite scriptures, Romans 12 and 1 through 8. She gave us one of our favorite, you know, Romans 12.
Yeah.
1 through 8.
Yeah.
You're going to be careful to get out of the way with this because this is one of the things of. When I read this, Reverend Henry and Brother Dale and sisters and brothers, and thank you, A. Martha, with this message that ties up with our brother's testimony. I want to say that this is somebody know about March 28. I'm going to leave it like that. Look what it says here. I'm going to leave it like that. Look what it says. Look how this go right here. Look how it go. Look how it went. Thank you, Sister One. Look at this here. And it ties up, Reverend. And, brother, look what it says. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. That's what it says. Which is your reasonable of service. That's what she's talking. That's what you're saying, brother. You abandoned. You abandoned it all.
That's true.
You just around and stepped on my toes. Look at this here. He said, in being not conformed to this world. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the what? Renewing of your mind.
Yes, sir.
That you may prove what is that is good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
I'm getting close to March.
But I say it through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly. Than he ought to do.
Thank you.
Accordingly, as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. I constantly tell you that we always got to lift up the kingdom. We see too many times we try to lift people up. You know what I'm talking about? We need to be lifted up God. Been taught a long time ago, Brother Dan, that they lifting them, but they not lifting them high enough.
You're refining
right there, Brother Dale, because it comes through the word. You've been washed with the word. You know, and that's what's happening right here. He said that when you do these things, don't think you'll say you're nothing. Never nothing without who? Why Christ. We're all things through him. But without him, we are nothing. And I love that poem. Look at what he said. For as we have many members in one body, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And all members have not the same office. I love this part.
That's right.
Yeah.
If I could just be if I'm going to be really blunt. That's why a lot of churches, mm-hmm. that's why a lot of churches trying to do the will of God, but sometimes it deviates because we got to please the members. Heavenly Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
you have to please God.
Yeah.
I'd rather have you mad at me, Brother Dale, than God any day.
Yes, brother.
Mm-hmm. Any day.
That's true.
So what I'm trying to say, if God told me to do something, every time a pastor doing something, if the church ain't really following the shepherd, who boss are they really listening to? So we all in this body, right? And we all probably have an office in this body. But I'm going to tell you something. What you do and what God has you to do, what we do on here every day, that's what he wants you to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He don't want us to get out of our lane. Some people try to get out of their
mm-hmm.
lane. He don't want you to get out of their lane.
Yeah.
But if we lift up the King, if we lift up Jesus, I'm getting out of the way in a minute. If we lift up our God, the Most High,
mm-hmm.
if we lift him up,
mm-hmm.
we don't want to ask him to do. That is kingdom building. He said, if lifted up on earth, I will draw all men unto me. I'm going to tell you, every morning somebody coming on. They say, I want to hear somebody come. I want to get a little closer to you. Somebody coming on, say, I want to start my day off.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to start my day off with mess. I want to start my day off with some peace. I want to start my day off with some love. I want to start my day with a testimony. Somebody, I know one of them guys going to tell a testimony. One of them sisters going to say something. Hey, look what he said.
Yeah.
Let me back up. As we have many members in one body, and all the members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ. And every member, look what it says, of one another, help me all, having the gift, discerning according to the grace that is given to us. Whether it's prophecy, let us prophesy. That's what he said, right? According to the portion. Of faith. That's the key thing now. He expresses something when he said about prophesizing, and you know, and he didn't leave it there. He said, but according to the portion of your faith. There are some people you got to believe in. There's a spiritual high. You know, we all on different spiritual levels. You understand?
Yeah.
Because usually somebody say something, and you might not understand it right then, or you might not be feeling it right then. Sometimes they could be pulling you somewhere that you ain't spiritually ready yet. Sometimes they could be putting you somewhere that he ain't ready to explain it, so you can understand it, that you still on him. Help me, Holy Spirit. And look what he said. But then that's why we have to make sure we make it plain. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's why we have to make it so plain. That the baby can understand. Because I feel like all of us still baby in Christ. When you see the Spirit say that you got it out, man, I'm telling you right now, you're going to be, this book, like the book said, you're going to fall. It's a mountain you're going to bust your head wide open because you're high-minded. Yeah, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we got to teach it so everybody can understand. Now, watch this. Let me make sure I tie these gifts up. And have it then, the gifts. A difference according to the grace that is given to us. Whether the prophecy, let us prophesy according to the portion of faith. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
Yeah.
Now this helped me a whole lot, brother. It took me a long time to get here, but it helped me a whole lot. I didn't. Really, it started resonating to when someone said something about March 28th. You start wrestling. He said, this is what he told me. He said, look what he said. He said, our ministry, right? He said, let us wait on our ministry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He said, our ministry. Let us wait on our ministry. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Or he that teaches. Look what he said. On teaching. Or he that exhort. Mm-hmm. On exhortation. He that giveth, if it gets someone now, let him do it with simplicity. Get that word for me.
Yeah.
Simplicity. And he
that
moves with diligence, look what he said. He that show mercy with cheerfulness. You know, I can keep going on because I've been tied up all with the 11th, but I want you to know, Sister Martha, I'm going to tell you, you're right on point. Well, our brother testimony,
yeah.
right on point with the ministry, because this is what this ministry is about.
Right.
A lot of folks have started out. You know, they're not here no more. That's real talk.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of folks
yeah.
that started out. They're not here
yeah.
no more. It's like a wave.
Yeah.
I didn't hear nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a
yeah.
like a wave. It's
yeah.
like a wave.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But what I've learned about
mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, that boy, you got to endure. You got to
mm-hmm.
endure.
Decided.
He said, when a person let go the plow, he
mm-hmm.
is not
mm-hmm.
getting
yeah.
he
that's
got
right.
hold on
that's right.
the plow.
That's right.
See, sometimes you got to understand what the plow is. In them days, they didn't have what we have today, tractors. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And spread the
yeah.
ground. Got the ground right, you know, so they can put seeds in it, so they can reap a harvest. So what we
mm-hmm.
have to say, they had their hands on a plow and the donkey was pulling it. Help me, Holy Spirit, and
yeah.
they tread that
yeah.
ground.
Yeah.
That's how you is with this walk and in this word. You're gonna have to tread the ground, but then when you do this, let God do the increase. One man plants,
yeah.
so another man
yeah.
add the water. But only God does the increase. That's what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
We call it kingdom building. And I'm going to say something,
yes,
Mr. Mother. Thank you for that. Thank you for the message. But I'm going to tie one more scripture here, and I'm going to shut my little mouth up. And when she said, abandon the home, and it said, there's no risk in abandoning ourselves to God, there is no risk. See, you can put the insurance on this one here.
Yeah.
You can put it, once you give it to the master. You can be insured that you're gonna get comfort. You can be insured that heaven is your way. We used to sing a song. I'm about to find that little song. It's kind of a little older than most, you know. Talking about heaven is my goal.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Eat in every day. I got to keep on moving. Heaven's way. Then he said, if I start to stumble, step aside while
mm-hmm.
I move my way. I don't want
mm-hmm.
you to know what. By the stumbling over me, because heaven is my
mm-hmm.
I might get it later, man. But I got this one thing you said about this refining. I'm out here, brother. Look what it said. It's just one scripture. I'm not going to even tell the new number. Just one scripture. It's Matthew 3:12, and you don't got to go there. You know, you ain't got to go. It said, "Whose fan is in his hand?"
All right. Yeah.
Oh, you
yeah,
with me?
Yeah.
Whose fan? And in his hand.
Yeah.
So that wasn't good enough for you. Let me back up so you can understand what I'm saying. He said, I indeed baptize you with water unto
mm-hmm.
repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes
mm-hmm.
I am not worthy to bear. Look what he said. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
And with fire, whose fan is in his hand. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He's banning us right now. Somebody woke up this morning and said, I got to get on up. Somebody been around I woke up this morning with my mind. With my mind.
Come on now.
Look what he did, though. He said, who's fans? Is in his hand,
mm-hmm.
who thoroughly purged his floor, who gathered his wheat into the gardener. Watch what he said. But he will burn up the shaft and unquenching fire. He tries to allow us to come right now.
Yeah.
He's letting us
mm-hmm.
come right now. He's letting us. Children, brothers, and sisters, hear me. He allowing you to do it right now, but it's gonna come a time
right now
that he gonna come for his people. If I could just make this more practical to you, and it's gonna be some people left.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? It's gonna be like called the Great Tribulation. It's gonna be some people left behind. That's when they're gonna talk about that chip they keep talking about. That's when they're gonna talk about this. The 666. That's what you're going to talk about. You can't buy mail. You know, they don't know if it's going to be a mark. They don't know what it's going to be. But they know it's going to be a way that you're going to disnounce God to be able to stay on that side. But I'm telling you right now, he's going to come. And when he stand that that sand with that thrusting sword. He's gonna offend it. And whoever laid down, whoever says they don't believe in him, whoever said they don't, well, he's not that Lord, he's gonna throw them in the lake of fire. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He's gonna throw them in there.
Mm-hmm.
The preached word has to be right. Yeah, we tell you about heaven. Yeah, we tell you can prosper. Yeah, we tell you you're supposed to love one another. But let me tell you something. You need to know the man. Right now, you need to know the man. Who you going to serve today.
Mm-hmm.
Who you going to choose today. Today, I ain't going to want to be around this fool today, Brother Randy. But sisters and brothers, I don't want to be around him. Because if you knew my heart is heavy right now. I want you to pray for me. Pray for me, man.
Yeah.
I really don't want to tell you how what's going on in my mind. Because God already heard me before I even said. But I want you to pray for me. I want you to pray for my heart, trying to please the Lord. Well, how am I trying to please the Lord? Lord, I'm going to tell you right now. Jesus said he does all things to please the Lord. That's why God lift him up like he did. He lift him up. So let's lift one another. That's what my brother said when he said when his testimony wanted to go. He said it because what he did. This brother been in the Word a long time. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But he's been transparent. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He's opened it up. So you can see me. I'm an open book. You know, some people hide him. But he's an open book. He's been transparent. You can see me. Yeah, he knows ABC. Matter of fact, if I could just be true, he's been around the letter a little bit. He's been around when he's been talking. Ain't no ignorance there at all. But I just read the word. It's something about the Holy Ghost. It's something about the Holy Spirit. See, when the Holy Spirit come in, all the knowledge got to get away. See, when the Holy Spirit get in, you know what? He pulls us out the way. That's what she's talking about. Abandon all. What would you abandon? What would you want to abandon to follow the Christ? I like that, Sister Mark. What would you abandon? What's holding you ready to serve for the Lord? Well, I really ain't ready yet. I just really won't sit all the way up. Let me tell you something. Them days gonna get short.
That's right.
It gets shorter and shorter every day. It gets shorter every day.
That's right.
It gets very short. I'm going to say this in passing. Your time is getting real short. You don't have them that time like we used to, my brothers and sisters. Get on board. While the blood is still running warm in your veins. Get in. While it's running warm in your veins. Because there's no coming time that man ain't going to be able to do what he's doing right now. What I'm saying to you. What I'm saying to you, brother. I'm saying that he's going to come back. And it's going to be too late to say, I believe. He's going to come back. And say, Lord, I want to walk with you. He's going to come back. And he gonna say, I know you healed my name. Yeah, I know you prophesied my name. This is what Reverend Henry talking about, a prayer lifts anything. But then what he said, he get away from me. He work up a next
time.
This is gonna be sad. It's gonna be a sad day. We gotta quit playing with him, church. We gotta quit playing with him.
Thank you, Jesus.
And serve him all the way.
All the way.
That's the ministry. That's the ministry. Repent. 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 Repent.
Mm-hmm.
Repent.
Yeah. Thank you, Chad. Thank you. Amen.
Get you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank
you. We often say, my brothers and sisters, it's always open for anybody to come in. My brother gave a beautiful testimony with a little teaching in there as well. You know, come on. With the word, with it too, you know. We just thank God for the Holy Spirit. This is an open ministry, you know. You know, you hear me a lot, you know what I'm talking about. But the only why you hear me a lot is in God's timing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Why? I'm not making nobody not come on and say nothing. This thing was open for everybody. It was open up for anybody to come on. There's a lot of people was doing this race with us, man. And only God knows why they're not doing it anymore. You know, all we do is stress, love, prayer. Maybe we might be too boring, you know, but I'm telling you right now, I'm going to do it until you call me home.
That's it.
Because I love the people. I love the people. Watching Mars 28, you know, I'm waiting on my ministry, brother. Coming in that fashion, though, Brother Dan.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something about this. I'm glad I got on board. I got my ticket.
That's right.
Told me all the ticket you need is faith. Just to get
that's
on
right.
board. Faith.
Yeah.
Abandon all that stuff that's going to lose you from God. Believe that all that, it ain't that good. You think it's good. Believe it there.
Yeah.
He's standing right now. He's standing right now. I know the
thank you, Lord.
He's standing right now.
Yeah.
He's standing. The ministry has to be practical, like that scripture says, simplicity. It has to be plain.
Yeah.
It has to be
simple. Yeah, to understand.
Just
yeah.
So,
man.
I'm like Reverend right now.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
Yeah.
But we want everybody let everybody know that you can come on. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I know my brother demo. You know, you can come on. You need prayer, you know. You know, Lord, if you're a partner, you're saying we can help you.
Yeah.
But also, if it's something you need to take to the Lord, we here. If it's something you like about was said or something, we're here. You know, and I'm going to tell you this here. We love you, and you can't do nothing about it.
Ain't doing nothing about it.
That's it. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Decide to make Jesus my choice.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You know, as you was talking, Lord bless me with two old songs. You know, the thing about James Freeman, but it said, I decided to make Jesus my choice. I started out a long time ago. There is no doubt in my mind.
Yeah,
you were talking about some may have fell off or found other things to do, but I decided, and even the way God has blessed you, I know you decided to make Jesus your choice. Hey, it's the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The road, it says the road is rough. The going get tough.
Yeah.
Maybe hills hard to climb, but I've decided. Thank you, Jesus. As we try to bless God, we sometimes have to shed ground and tears, but God always comes in with that strength. And man, it's been just so beautiful today, My wife calls this Thankful Thursday. Thankful Thursday. And if you just look, and the more we learn about God, we look back and think what he's already done for us.
Man, that's so much joy.
You get so much joy. Even Calvary, when you really look at what he endured for our sake, we could no way pay that debt. But he came and he took care of it for us, and man, I'm so ever thankful for that in Jesus' name. You know, the more we love God, we always continue to think about man Calvary. You don't feel worthy for such a sacrifice that he did. Thank you, Jesus. So. I'm glad he blessed us to decide to make Jesus our choice. Thank you.
Yeah. Wow. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir.
And we have I don't know if y'all can look at your phone right quick. Brothers. Look at your phone right quick.
You see what time she said that?
That's just the Holy Spirit, man. That's the Holy Spirit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
all right.
That's the Holy Spirit. testimony, brother. Like he just gave my brother and Reverend Henry said the same thing. My wife just sent me something at 8:19. She said, "You get your love letter." She had a little posty on there, you know, with
that's all right.
You know, with,
that's beautiful.
Yeah, you know, but I was just looking at how be encouraged, man. I just put it like that, man.
That's it. That's it, man.
I'm telling you right now, I'm just full, man. And I'm so full because I just know, man, we're not here to try to talk about nobody because they ain't did it, we ain't been. And I'm just being truthful, man. You know, when you make a commitment to God, this is how I am. You make a commitment.
Yeah.
Some people more loyal to a man than God.
Yeah, right.
You hear what I'm saying? They more loyal to
that's
a man
right.
than God.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
They're more loyal to a man than God.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll have all kind of excuses why they do it, too. But I'm going to tell you something. You got, to, like my sister said, you got the bandit. You got the bandit.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you, too.
You got the bandit. Yeah, you got the bandit. Yes, sir. I'm gonna do this here, man, because I see.
Praise the Lord.
I can see this here, man. We didn't, you know, God has really truly blessed, brothers. Don't think He have. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come
thank
to the throne
Jesus.
Of grace. We
thank
come
you,
so
Lord.
Humble, Lord. We
thank
you,
thank
Father
you,
God,
Jesus.
For your spirit
thank
is,
you,
you know, this platform.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh,
Lord, we just
Jesus.
Ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord, to move on everybody's heart, Lord, to say that then the heart burns. Within, by the way,
Lord,
Lord, we just ask you, let it be in us today, Lord. That this, whoever was saying today, and be encouraged that someone walk today, they can have it and then walk this way, Lord. Lord, we stress love, Lord. We believe in love, Lord. So we ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, touch everyone that came and one still here and left, Lord. Just bless their heart, Lord. Giving them what they ask their heart, Lord. And prayerfully, Lord, it's about salvation, Lord. Prayerfully, Lord,
thank
it's
you.
About getting to you. Prayerfully, Lord,
you.
It might be a sickness. Or it might be a finance. Or it might be an old car. Or a house, or a wife, or a husband. Or a job. Whatever it is, Lord, we just ask you to bless, Lord. Let it have joy in the blessing in advance. And we thank you for what you're about to do and already have done, Lord. Because we believe when praise goes up, blessings come down. So we thank you for the testimony. We thank you, Father God, how you walked them through Malachi, Lord, and you showed us how what it really means to be returned. Lord, we know you purge us as we speak. We thank you for how you purge us, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you to give us strength, Lord, as you purge us, as you cleanse us, as you keep us in your hands. So we love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
There is no other God, Lord, besides you, Lord. It calls
thank
a lot of God, Lord. It ain't but one God who created heaven and earth. Lord, we believe in it, Lord. And we believe that you're the host of this ministry, Lord. We just come in with a humble heart.
Hallelujah.
And as you do it, Lord, as we move across this everyday life, Lord. Lord, we just know that some come, some go, Lord. But, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, never leave us, Lord, to ourselves, Lord.
Yeah.
Never leave us to ourselves, Lord. Lord, don't let nothing get that tough that we leave you, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you to keep your hand in our hand, Lord. And strengthen us to try to do your will, Lord. Strengthen us in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for your spirit, Lord, that always be here. We just ask you, Father God, if you got a time, Lord, just to whisper something in our ear, Lord. Speak to us, Lord, today. Speak to us. Maybe somebody want to hear something. Speak to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord.
In the name.
Keep living on the study, Lord. We keep living on the walls. Keep getting that call that says someone got corona. Keep getting that call that someone is sicker and sicker. We keep getting that call that someone's been healed. We keep getting that call because you know, God, you work on both sides, the healing and the healing. Lord, we ask you to have your way in there as well, Lord. We love you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. We pray. Amen. I just want to say this.
If people don't think the Holy Spirit is real, I'm thinking about that elementary song. Good morning to you. That's over 50 years ago. That doesn't just pop up in your spirit. You get what I'm saying, Reverend Bryant?
Yes, sir.
That song just doesn't pop up in your spirit unless it's from Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning to you. Good morning. We're all in our places. We're bright. You know what I'm saying? The Father is pleased. That song, I'm 60 years old, Reverend Bryant. That song don't just pop up. So if you don't think the Holy Spirit is real, if you don't think the Holy Spirit is real, that's all I got to say. He's real.
He's real.
Thank you, Father. Oh my. That's all I have to say. I'm full of joy right now.
Enjoy the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
The Bible says.
Yeah. That's it. Did you
gonna
say something, bro?
No.
Yeah. Okay. I thought I heard somebody.
March 28th.
The Bible says, choose ye this day whom ye will save.
Yeah.
Will it be God or will it be man? And the most important decision that I've had to make in life was when I decided.
All right.
Ooh, who made Jesus my choice? Have houses and land. Some folks would rather have silver and gold. They treasure and forget about their soul, but I decided to make Jesus my choice. Yes, I did. Say it again. Some folks rather have houses and land. Oh, some folks they choose silver and gold. Oh,
Mm-hmm.